Tune in weeknights at 8 p.m. for The Nightcap, your favorite slow jams for lovers. Or maybe you want to sit back, relax, and unwind. After a long day at work, you'll need a nightcap. So relax. We'll handle the rest. It's The Nightcap on Urban Media Today Radio.
Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
Now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
So, perhaps one of the takeaways from the Department of Justice's Inspector General report is that in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, there were some shady FBI people trying to keep Donald Trump from winning, but then the Russians showed up and sealed the deal for the Donald. Now, the veracity of that notwithstanding, let's not pass up the application to be made with respect to the NBA. LeBron James needs to find him some proverbial Russians if he's going to have any shot at taking down the Golden State Warriors. So, who would these said Russians be? Well, probably not Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram, because you got Los Angeles Lakers fans out here acting like they don't want LeBron showing up in Tinseltown dismantling the legacy of Kobe Bryant, who, for the record, is a top five player in the history of the NBA when you look at his ability to impact the game, and then you throw in his five championship rings. Because, like Michael Jordan, Kobe was not working with the same physical package as LeBron. Now, that's not LeBron's fault that he's big like that. I'm just saying you have to factor that in the same way you factor in Shaquille O'Neal using his great big butt to get to the rim. It is what it is. Now, Kawhi Leonard could be a Russian if he's healthy, but is he still hurt? Him and that quad injury. But if Kawhi is a Russian for LeBron, looks like they would not do it in San Antonio because Kawhi and the Spurs appear to be busting up. Yeah, here's the thing. Looks like the Lakers want Kawhi. But remember, Kobe fans don't want LeBron with the Lakers. Remember? Man, I'm telling you, sure is hard to find some good Russians when you need them. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to urbanmediatoday.com. That's urbanmediatoday.com. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.